Have you ever had a feeling or experience you've found hard to put into words? Well, the words you're looking for might be out there somewhere, just not in English. Yes, the world is abundant with unique and useful and beautiful words describing the full range of human experience and emotion. You just have to know where to look. Joining me now to explore this wonderful world of words is travel writer Kendale Hill. Kendale, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, Willie. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, you're a travel writer and a lover of language and places. Tell us about the unique and beautiful words we're talking about here and how you became so fascinated by them.
Well, I keep a file on my computer of useful and beautiful words, and I think it's just an extension of natural curiosity, really. You know, when you're traveling around the world for work and what have you, you collect people and stories, but also words, you know, because that's what I work with. And when you are in another country or in another culture and you come across a word that sort of, the ones that I generally go for are the ones that capture a universal feeling or experience, but which we don't have a word for in English, which is weird because English is such a bowerbird language. We just generally take our words from other languages and put them into ours. But there are plenty of useful and beautiful words that we haven't yet adopted. So I just, I like to collect them as I go, like seashells along the beach. I like to pick them up as I go along.
I love them. How many words do you think you're up to in your file?
It's perhaps not that extensive in terms of, it's not like a dictionary. It will often just have links to other things and stuff and what have you, and as well as the words that I've picked up, but then it has, it's kind of it's a work in progress, like a mad brain that sort of looks at, you know, directs you to all different places so that I have...
It's kind of like a spider's web that weaves out into all these beautiful words.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Perfect. Exactly. All right, well, let's get into it then. Let's hear some of them. What are some of your favourite words that you've discovered that don't exist here in English, and what do they mean?
Okay, so... there are some words that I think Australian English should have, and so they always pique my curiosity. In Namibia, there's a language called Kwangali, and it has a word for, you know, in summer, in the height of summer, when you get up and you want to go and get an ice cream or something, and you start to walk across the beach, and the sand is so blistering hot that you just sort of tiptoe screaming across the beach because you've forgotten your thongs or whatever. So in Kwangali language, that is called hanyauku, and it means to tiptoe across hot sand.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah, and then it just seems bizarre. We don't actually have a word for that in English, in Australian English, because Australian English is also very creative. From Norway, the Norwegians have a word that describes the simple pleasure of drinking a beer outdoors in the sunshine, and that word is utepils. Which I may not pronounce. I'm pronouncing everything phonetically, so forgive me if you have
any Norwegians or
Kwangali speakers. Yeah, exactly.
They're definitely two words that we should have here, right?
I know. Yeah. I mean, it's a no-brainer on both fronts there. And there's a lovely word from the Orkney Islands in the north of Scotland, which is not a place known for long hot summers or anything, but they have this word stavalu, which is like a heat shimmer. You know, we just call it a mirage, I think, here when we're driving along in summer on the road and the asphalt starts to sort of waver in front of our eyes. Yes, the Scots from the Orkney Islands call that stavalu, the atmospheric shimmer caused when hot air rises from baking earth.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And it also applies to the trembling movement of a cobweb disturbed by the wind.
Oh, that is good. That is good. English has more words than any other language, yet there's so many of these beautiful and unique words all over the world. Are we English speakers using way more words than we need to? And why have we got so many?
I need to question whether we do have the most words of any language, because it is debated. I think dictionary-wise, we do tend to have a lot more words in English dictionaries than there are in, say, Spanish or Italian or French. And that's partly to do with English, the sort of history of English and how it was Germanic, and but also has married with the Latin languages. And we, as I said, we sort of take from everywhere, so that's why we build up. But no, there's some suggestion Korean has many more words than we do, and Japanese as well. So yeah, but we do have a lot, and that is, as I said earlier, so because we're a bowerbird language, and so we just take stuff. And also, you know, the English colonised most of the world, really. So they, you know, from Hindi, from India, of course, they took pyjamas and veranda and lute, and then they got bonsai and tycoon they just took from Japan. It's English has always been like that. I don't think we have too many. I think we just, I don't know. Yeah, look, maybe we're hoarding too many, but we're very expressive. We generally have words for everything, which is why it's so curious to me when I find these things like Hanyaoku for tiptoeing across hot sand. When you don't have a word, it's like, well, why don't we have this yet?
You need to write a book, you know that.
Yeah.
Are you doing that?
No, but, you know, it would be a real mind busting exercise, don't you think?
I think so, but I'm picturing it, and I think it would be just be so beautiful, like one of those books when you walk up to the counter at the bookstore, and there's those little kind of books there. Oh, anyway, that's another show. That's another show. We have some beautiful words here too. What are some of the words you've found that are really beautiful here in the English language?
Well, there's a, if we define English as sort of broader, you know, British Isles, as coming from the British Isles, there's another lovely, now obscure Scottish word called glisk, which is, it's a glimmer of sunlight or a twinkle in the eye. But it also has sort of this supplementary meaning of, when you see a glimpse of the good or a brief burst of warmth or hope. Sadly, it has fallen a bit out of use. So, but I think we should bring it back in, don't you?
Yeah.
It works nicely, I think.
Yeah.
And there's two related ones. One of them was actually an Australian invention or neologism, but the first one is geosmid, which is the organic compound that's produced by microbes in the soil. And it's that smell of the earth that we all know. And humans are incredibly perceptive to it, or fabulously sensitive to it, and we can smell it at concentrations below something like 10 parts per trillion.
Oh, wow.
So that's geosmin, but then related to that is petrichor, which your listeners might know, which was a word, in fact, coined by Australian CSIRO researchers, Isabel Joy Bear and Richard Thomas. And it's they made up this word to describe that scent of the earth after rain, and particularly in summertime, you know, when that heat builds up and then the rain comes down, and then you just, your nostrils are infused with that
smell
the earth after rain.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Kendall, to finish, I might have a new one for you. Have you ever heard of the Turkish word yakamoz? And I might be pronouncing that incorrectly.
I do not know. I don't know this one.
You do not know. Okay, well, that's okay, because I have the answer, and it's the trail of the light the moon casts on the water.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Isn't
like
that
the
one
moon
beautiful?
Steps.
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
Y-A-K.
Yeah.
A-M-O-Z. Add that to the file, and you can thank our producer, Steph, for that one.
Well, Sal, thank you too, Lily. That was terrific.
Yeah. Well, I want to see that book, Kendall. I want to see the book. I think it would be a beautiful book, maybe a bit of a mind screw, but I think it would be beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you, Willie.